recognize? Two of the primary stories are he's barbecuing fish on the beach. And the disciples say, hey, that's Jesus. The other is that he, with the guys on the Emmaus Road, breaks bread. And they didn't know who he was until he shared a meal with them. There's something about the table. There's something about being around the table that was so important to Jesus' ministry that the early church said, we have to eat together. And they recorded the fact that they ate together. Tonight, we begin this series with that last table. On the night when Jesus was going to be betrayed and handed over to eventually be executed, he sat down to dinner with his closest friends. And the Gospel of Luke records this as his opening line. When it was time, Jesus sat down, all the apostles with him, and said, you've no idea how much I've looked forward to eating this Passover meal with you. You ever wondered how to open a dinner party? This is the line. You've no idea how I've longed to spend some time with you. We know what it's like to share a meal with someone close to us. I have a friend in New Jersey named Scott. Scott and I were kind of thrown together. We were district youth coordinators. And so they just said, neither of us wanted the job, so they gave it to both of us. And we were kind of made to just get together and figure out what we were doing with this district youth council. And so Scott and I eventually became friends, and over about a 5-year period, we got to a place where we were having lunch together once a week, every week. If I remember right, it was every Wednesday. We went to this little pizza place that was equidistant between his church and my church, and over Arizona green tea and really good pizza slices, we solved all the world's problems. Scott and I, across that table, shared our lives together. We talked about the good things in ministry, and we talked about the really hard things in ministry. We talked about and celebrated one another's birthdays and things that were happening in our families, and we celebrated the tough stuff that was happening in our private lives as well. Since moving here, Scott and I keep up with emails, but every once in a while, one of us will start an email with a line something like this: I really could have used lunch this week. It's not about the pizza. It might be. But it's about the fact that the email just doesn't do the same thing. It's two people sharing across a table. It's about that connection that we need with each other from time to time to just support one another. And we don't have to say anything. We don't have to do anything. We just sit across a table and eat with each other. Sociologists who study our habits tell us just how intimate a meal is when it's shared. They say that's why we need to emphasize family meals, because there's something about gathering around the table that connects us in an intimate way. They say that's why the most common first date is to go out to dinner, because there's an intimacy that's shared in that moment. That's why we do lunch. That's why we invite people over for dinner that we want to get to know better. And if that's true today, it was even more true in Jesus' day. One scholar writes this: when you ate with someone in that culture, in Jesus' culture, you indicated your acceptance of that person and your desire for an intimate friendship. This was especially true if the meal took place in a private home. And so Jesus sits down with these 12 guys and he says, you've no idea how I've longed to eat this meal with you. Can you imagine how that felt? Man, this is inner circle time. This is us with Jesus time. This is private time, a very special moment. Jesus is inviting these guys into his life and is reaching out to build a deep, intimate relationship with them through these few words. You've no idea how much I've looked forward to spending this time with you. I wonder how often God is saying those very words to us. We're going to share a little bit of a drama. We have a dramatic break here. And I'm very thankful to our actors and actresses to help us with this. Thanks, you guys. That image haunts me. I know it's a little uncomfortable, and it's meant to be. Because I know when my devotional life isn't what it should be, and that's far too often that I'd like to admit, I see that table. And there's a name card for me there, and the chair is empty. How many times has God said to me, Joe, I've longed to spend this time with you, and I just don't show up? Or how often do I eat and run on God, show up and just go through the motions and get out of there as quickly as I can? Somehow in my head, I've decided I've got more important things to do than sit down at that table and spend time. Through this series that we're going to spend together for the next few weeks, we're going to be emphasizing the importance of sharing together with fellow believers. The importance of just gathering together for no real great purpose necessarily, but just to share. And we're going to spend some time eating together after worship, so stick around and eat with us, and we're going to gather around tables and just be together in small groups. But you know, before we can be with one another, we need to spend time at this table, across the table from God, in that intimate relationship. And sometimes we think, well, I've got nothing to say. But you know what? I don't think God cares. He doesn't want just the big stuff. You have a needy friend? It's not a lot of fun to be with the needy friend all the time, is it? Who only comes with the big stuff. Sometimes you just want to be together. And God just wants to spend time with us. We don't have to say anything. We don't have to talk about the religious stuff. Just be together and share even the ordinary, everyday, boring stuff of life. And so tonight, we're going to celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion, our remembrance of that time when Jesus gathered with his disciples around that table. And tonight, as you come to the table, I pray that you hear Jesus say, how I've longed to spend this time with you. Let's pray together. God, we confess that there are times when we get so caught up in our stuff that we ignore you. Our time with you gets short or disappears altogether. Help us tonight, O God, to hear your call on our lives, to spend some time in your presence each and every day. All of this we ask in the name of the one who longs to be with us, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And ask Pastor Bob to come forward to lead us in the sacrament. There you went. I looked where you were, and I was like, uh-oh.